We are back. Jason Blue is getting his instructions from the official. We will be going from left to right across your radio dial. And from the north to the south, we are in the beautiful press box here at Sheraton High School that was, of course, made by Johnson Machine Works. And we're getting ready to go. Oskaloosa in the maroon pants, maroon helmets, white jerseys with maroon numbers. Their names are not on the back of their jerseys, which I kind of like. I like that attitude, but it's easier to tell who's playing if they have names on it. And here's the kickoff. We are underway. A low shot taken and handed off to Landgrave. And he's off at the 10, the 20, the 30, and he's brought down at about the 34-yard line, knocked out of bounds. First and 10, Oskaloosa. And right off the bat, the other back man who I believe...
Nick Rutledge caught the kick, takes 5 steps to his left, hands the ball to Landgrave. Quick, here, you take it.
Well, I don't want it. So, are you going to take this?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Jesse Van Dalen breaks huddle.
Weird.
They do some kind of lefty-righty thing and turn and hand to Landgrave. Goes over left tackle for a short gain across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
What we had there was they came out in kind of an arrowhead and it switched sides. The left side of the lane, of the line went to the right side of the line, and the right side went to the left side.
They did it again.
Yeah.
And they clap, and then they spread out. Then they got to come set for a full second, and they do. Landgrave takes 5-step drop, turns, fires long across the middle, 5 yards deep, intended for number 63, player to be named later, and incomplete pass. So that'll bring up 3rd and 7.
That's Joel Versteeg. He's a senior.
So, yeah, intended for Versteeg, that ball was nowhere near catchable.
Third down and 8, ball on the 35.
So I think they lost a yard in between second down and third down.
Yeah, I like that on an incomplete pass.
Third and 8.
That would help you. They're doing that weird thing again.
Home cooking. Here is a hand to Landgrave over the left-hand side. Again, goes nowhere.
And
Charger defense hole.
And that was Cody Stevenson. And Cody getting to play a little more on the varsity. He had a great game on Monday night playing for the junior varsity and just had some textbook tackles, and he's getting rewarded by playing a little bit tonight.
McCurdy back to receive the punt. Here it is. Spinner high. Down the right-hand side, bounces twice and rolls to a stop at the 21-yard line.
Nick Rutledge, the punter, did a really nice job there. Went 5, 20, 30, about a 40-yard punt. Good punt.
Our stat guy went for water. 40-yard punt. That was nice. So off the bench comes Christian Bingston, and they break huddle. They are ready to go. 10:36 to play here in the first quarter. Nothing on the scoreboard. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line, Mark.
The Tyler Nance centers the ball from the pistol. Christian Bankston, the king, hands it off to McCurdy. North and south goes straight ahead, takes it up to the 20-yard line, and he's going to lose about a yard, maybe two. Yard and a half. Brings up a second down 11. Our score is 0-0. Sheraton getting their hands on the ball for the first time. 10:17 left to play here in the first quarter. Packed house. Take a look. Stick your head out the window there. Take a look. All the way down to the concession stands to the gate. This place is packed. And huge down that way. Pass goes over the middle, trying to get Ben Moret. It goes off his fingertips and is long. So it's going to bring up a third down and 11. Oh, man, Lucas went to the concession stand and didn't tell me. Lucas, you're a dead man. And you notice the plaid on the inside there? I like to tell you, Lucas, dead men don't wear plaid.
Thank you, Steve Martin.
From the pistol, back to pass. Christian Banks is looking for Hawkinson. Makes the catch, but he's out of bounds. Makes a nice catch at the 40. Would have been plenty for a first down, but he's out of bounds. And it's going to go to fourth down 11, and Oskaloosa's going to get the ball back. Charlie Palmer, punter for the Sheraton Chargers, averaging 33.7 yards. He's averaging 33.7 yards a kick, which is a latitudinal second, right on the nose. I love being a geography teacher. Here's the kick, and it's up in the air, and it takes a little bit of a spin. It's going to bounce straight up. Chasing Blue down to get it and ends up tangling up with somebody, and finally it is
down to the 44-yard line. So Oskaloosa is going to take over with the ball in Sheraton territory to begin with.
That was Ben Kinnanen, the little cannon who downs the ball.
So Van Dalen and crew break huddle. They set up in a small circle, slap their hands together and take their spots, turn and hand to Landry and tries to get back to the 45, loss of a yard on the play. They tried to run three times over left tackle, Mark, and there is no room.
Connor Gugrich up making a big time on that play, along with, I believe, Zach McElroy. My boy Zach McElroy on the tackle. So brings up a second down and 11. 9:15 left to play here in the first quarter. Trips, they're twins to the right.
Van Dalen drops back, throws over the left-hand side, catches a tight end, a cut cutting across the field at the 25.
Ryder Curtis
brought down at the 20 by Hunter Storm. No, Quinn Storm. Twenty-five-yard completion for Van Dalen. That is one for the night.
They didn't get the memo that they weren't supposed to pass. Of course, we've been keen on the run, and they haven't had the success on the run.
So there's the...
That time they went to their own side.
There's the clap, and quarterback fakes and puts it on his hip as he rolls out to the right. Van Dalen fires downfield, incomplete pass. So second down and 10 from the Sheraton 21. Clock stopped at 8:39.
Now, I have to tell you, Dwayne, that I was complaining about the fact that our guys ran all the way down and wear themselves out. These guys are wearing themselves out, running up to the line, and then switching sides. They're probably adding 200 yards onto their night just from switching sides.
It looks cool, though.
It looks cool.
It's synchronized huddle breaking is what it is. Receivers left and right turn and hand to Rutledge, who again tries to go over the left side. They are consistently
McElroy again, along with Tyler Nansen on that one. Also, Allie Grail, fist of steel in on that one.
Loss of two, third down and 12. They are doggedly going to that left side, and there are just no holes there right now. So, Sheraton Charger defense doing a good job. Third and 12, clock moving at 8 minutes. Break huddle. Van Dalen under center. Five-step drop, turns and fires to the right corner of the end zone.
He made the catch at the one.
Out of bounds at the one. And it's Nick Rutledge with the catch. 22-yard completion from Van Dalen to Rutledge.
Okay, now, you know, somebody did not get the memo. That's all I'm saying.
So first and two from the two. So 20-yard completion from Van Dalen to Rutledge there. Now they break huddle, break their circle. Van Dalen under center. Straight eye formation. Mess in the backfield. Van Dalen has to take it himself, and he's wrapped up. Pavel Garbazov.
Garbazov.
Yep, with a sack.
They were, Pavel at the lip sync contest today, the kids were Pavel, Pavel. Never went up. Never. Yeah. All right, so he's fearless on the football field, but he is not getting up to do some lip syncing. He's not going to do it.
Yeah,
the karaoke.
I tried to credit Pavel with a sack there, but Van Dalen did manage to get back to the line. So. Double snap break there. Van Dalen turns, gives to the first back through. That's number 47, Nate Van Veldhuizen, and Van Veldhuizen in for the touchdown.
I never saw the signal.
2 yard run.
I never saw a signal. But he was in, and they brought it up on the board.
It was really quick.
7:01 left to play in the first quarter of this one. Our score 6-0 now. Dallas Indians. And now they're really doing an odd little dance out there. I wonder if we're going to invite them to the homecoming dance afterwards, because they're good dancers. Here's the kick. It's up, and it looks good from here. And it is good.
PAT by Nick Waters is good.
Oh, thanks. Leave me hanging. So our score, 7-0. Mark Felderman, along with Dwayne Johnson and Lucas Johnson, Sheraton trailing in their homecoming game. We'll be back after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Ben Franklin in Sheraton is your headquarters for Charger apparel, T-shirts and caps, and now Charger letter jackets. Rock Creek letter jackets made right here in Iowa are top of the line. Your Charger will be sporting in style in his or her new Charger letter jacket exclusively at the Ben Franklin in Sheraton. And college fans, we've got you covered. Whether you're a Cyclone, Hawkeye, or a Bulldog, we've got it all for you at Ben Franklin, where a penny saved is a penny earned.
This is Mark Feldman along with Dwayne Johnson. We're getting ready to kick off here after Oskaloosa puts it into the end zone and takes a 7-0 lead with 7:01 left to play here in quarter number one of homecoming 2013. Score just reported in by Senator Amy Sinclair. Murray leads Wayne 19-8 with 8:33 left to play in the first half.
Jacob Jamis, the tight end kicker punter, ready to kick off. Stephen McCurdy back to receive.
He's just a sophomore.
High, end over end. McCurdy takes it, drops it at the one, falls down, picks it back up at the one, still on the seat. Across the 10 to the 15 and run out of bounds at the 16-yard line.
I tell you what, if he would have kept his hands on it as he slid, it would have been down at the 1.
Yeah.
But he let go of the ball before he slid and was able to get back up, pick it up, take it up another 10 yards, or another 15 yards, actually. So, first and 10, Chargers, 6:53 left to play in the first quarter, 7-0, Oskaloosa.
Just really, really lucky, though.
Yeah. It was 5 wide. Holy cow. Yes, indeed. 3 to the left. Twins to the right. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. Then back to pass. Sangston looking over the middle and in and out of the hands of Hawkinson. Good job by the defender, number 37. That's Riley. What's it? Coniglio. Just did a nice job of breaking that one up.
Well, and TJ couldn't quite get his hands on it, and then it kind of landed on Coniglio's back, and then somebody else tipped it. I missed a number on the tip afterwards. Christian and the Chargers were lucky right there to not have an interception. Second down.
Twins left, wide right, back to pass on the swing to Chase and Blue, and he is buried for about a 5-yard loss. Chase and Blue didn't see a lot of action last week. He did kicking, but didn't see really anything beyond that.
Kajana DeYoung with the tackle there. D-back and 6'3", 175, defensive back. Big guy out on the far side. And he and TJ have been going at it so far.
Third and 12, back to pass. Christian Bates, oh, there's he. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. The 40. He's got one man to beat. The 30. The 20. The 10. Touchdown, Sheraton. Touchdown, TJ Hawkinson. Yumbo! And Sheraton is on the board at homecoming 2013. 6-7 now. They'll try for. Oh, no, there's a flag on the play.
Oh, an 86-yard touchdown pass. And now we're going to talk about
a block in the back.
Oh.
Nobody to beat. No one to beat. And a block in the back.
At the 19-yard line, so they're going to mark it at the 28.
Oh, my. What a killer.
Coach can't believe it.
Touchdown has been called back to a block in the back. And Christian Bengtson does a great job of coming up on a second down and 10. And gets another one to T.J. Hockenson. Not going to be enough for a first down, but he picks up about 9 on that one. Yes, it is a first down.
Oh, yeah, that way.
So maybe we'll be able to get this one back anyway, but Dwayne, that was a killer because he was
head 5 or 7 yards ahead of anybody.
There's no reason to touch anybody.
Nope.
And
so snap to Bingston and
nice job.
Hands it off, pulls it back himself.
Oh, and did you see his head go down there?
Wrapped up for a loss at the 20. Going to be a loss of a yard.
But it could have been a lot worse. He had the handoff to Stephen McCurdy, and McCurdy was back 5 yards and getting tackled by 3 guys. Pulled it right back out of his gut and did the option around the right side. Didn't get a gain out of it, but got 4 yards back of what could have been a terrible loss. Not terrible, but a loss. Now there's a snap back to Bankston, the King.
Where's the flag?
And anyway, interception. The ball is now at the 30 to 40 to fumble.
Rutledge, and Rutledge loses the handle at the 39-yard line. But Oskaloosa manages to recover Rutledge's fumble, and they're going to take over. I don't know why there wasn't a flag on a defensive holding when the ball was in. There should have been defensive pass interference because Hockenson's arm just got grabbed as he's trying to go down the right-hand side to catch the ball. Just an awful no-call. It happened right in front of the official, and he turned and said, play on. He said something to the player right there, right in front of him. So that's what you get. Oskaloosa ball, 1st and 10 on their own 38-yard line. Could have been, should have been tied, but it's not. Here's the snap and the clap huddle, and Oskaloosa turns, hands off at the first back through, tries to go over right tackle this time. They've given up going over the left side, and it was good for 5 yards from the 4 yards across the 40 down at the 43-yard line. 4 yard pickup.
Alex Rennell over on that left side, or the right side for the offense, did a nice job of coming up with the tackle on that one. The fifth to steal, breaks it off after a 4 yard gain, brings up a 2nd down and 6.
That was Van Belt using on the carry. So they are straight power eye, turn and takes the handoff, takes it himself. Van Dalen takes it himself and tries to wrap around the left side, and no going there. Gardezov.
Gardezov comes up with the ball, but they're not going to. They'll have none of that, but a loss of about a yard. The first guy on that was Quinn Storm. Quinn Storm wrapped him up on the ankles, and then up top was Connor. Can I buy a Val Gugrich?
2:50 to play, 3rd down and 6. Ball on the 42.5-yard line of Oskaloosa.
Anybody tell the Zebras that this is Sheraton's homecoming? Not Oskaloosa's?
Clap huddle. Van Dalen turns, takes the handoff, rolls to his right, now fires down the right-hand side, and then
it
for Rutledge.
Rutledge. He did.
Rutledge pops the ball up in the air and then pulls it down into his chest as he's falling to the ground. Completed pass across the 40 of Sheraton to the 39. So they convert on 3rd and 6. I don't know how he came up with that ball.
He popped it. It was like a volleyball pop. It popped up in the air and landed right on his chest as he was falling down. It was
a nice play. It was a nice athletic play. Straight eye, turn, hand off to Landgrave. Tries again to go over the left-hand side. Loses a yard. Backs him up from the 38 to the 39.
Cody Tuttle, though, on the line for Oskaloosa to tackle on the left side. Got downfield a little bit, put on a nice hit. However, he was about 5 yards ahead of where the tackle was being made behind him. So
he opened up a hole behind him, and Sheridan filled it. Wow, loss of a yard. Second down and 11, 1:47 to play here in the first quarter. Power eye, turns and hand off Van Velkhuizen. This time successful over left tackle, across the 30 to the 25-yard line. So that's a pickup of 14 yards by Van Velkhuizen. Gain of 24. They're on the 24-yard line, not to the 20. I've got stat help. I need a stat boy. That's what I got. First and 10, ball with just resting across the 25-yard line. Clock running at 1:20. Turns and pitch wide to Landgrave. Tries to peel around the right-hand side. Going to pick up at least 6. Crosses the 20 down to the 19.
Nice play by Andrew Landgrave, but we have not been calling his name here as much as I thought we might. In fact, you've mentioned the name Van Velkhuizen a heck of a lot more than you have Landgrave.
And Nate Van Velkhuizen has the touchdown, and we've called Nate Rutledge's name, but Landgrave just hasn't seen a whole lot of the ball. Power eye, one receiver left. Handoff to the first back through, bobbled up at the line, gonna hold at the 20. Third down and 5, clock running now inside 30 seconds. I don't know that there will be another play in this quarter. Doesn't look like Oskaloosa is organizing to do so.
Nope, I would say not. So, our score at the end of the first quarter of play on Homecoming 2013 is Oskaloosa 7 and Sheraton 0. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
And we got Lucas Johnson right here with us as well. And we'll be back after these messages. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores. One station. Back after this.
KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for 1 year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134.
Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
We are almost back in time for the second quarter. Thank you, Dwayne.
So here we stand, Oskaloosa 7, Sheraton nothing. There has only been the one score, 2-yard run by Nate Van Velkhuizen. The PAT by Nick Waters was good. That was set up by a really nice 22-yard pass to the corner that
from a team that never passes.
Nick Rutledge made a really nice pass to set that up. And Sheraton had a 86-yard touchdown play that got points taken off the board on a block in the back. Otherwise, we'd be tied. But we are ready to go. Van Dalen in under center, turns and hands off to the left-hand side. I think they've run this play about 12 times out of the 16 or 18 plays that they've run, and goes nowhere.
Nice job by BK. Bradley Kutzinger comes in on that one and makes a great play. Or is that Brad just a sophomore and plays well above his pay grade?
Fourth down and 5 from the 20. Oskaloosa has not kicked a field goal, even attempted a field goal this year, so they will
and
go for it.
Going to either this time.
Power eye behind Van Dalen. Turns. Takes the handoff. They are going to throw to a wide open receiver. Touchdown number 83.
I'm sorry, 83 is Ryan Curtis. And he was the one that made the, didn't he make the on the 1 yard line down here? Connor Goodrich put a serious fit on the quarterback, but he's already released, and with a beautiful pass. That makes our score 13-0 now, as they will attempt the extra. No, they're going to go for two. No, they're not. Boy, they just like playing mind games like crazy out here, don't they? And so now they set up for the traditional point after touchdown. The ball is down. The kick is up. Touchdown. PAT good. 14-0. Oskaloosa. And the enemy has come into the press box. Russ Ryder will have a visit with him right after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
Redhaw Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhaw Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton.
Dwayne Johnson and now Russ Ryder, the superintendent of schools of Oskaloosa, who,
how long has it been, Mark? It's been a long time.
A year since you had the headsets on up in Oskaloosa.
Well, yeah, that part is true.
But how long has it been? How long have you been at Oskaloosa?
Well, I've been there. This is my fourth year, and I spent 4 years in Mount Airy as superintendent there. So
8 years.
8 years ago and seven.
Eight
so
in between, yeah.
We started 15 years ago, I guess, put the mathematics together.
There you go. Got, obviously, you boys didn't get the memo that you're not supposed to pass. I mean, that's what we have all the stats showing that you guys don't pass at all, and you just hand it off to Andrew Langreed.
And we do, and we have all year.
And the first touchdown was a rushing touchdown, but it was set up by a beautiful pass.
Right. We have passed more tonight in the first quarter than I've seen the entire year. Good, bad, right, or wrong, but
the kickoff is going to bounce out of bounds. The flag will go up, and Sheraton will take over first and 10 off a 35. So how are things in Oskaloosa?
Things are going well, Mark. I appreciate that. You know, we got a lot of things going on. Unfortunately, we lost a couple of fine administrators. We lost the middle school principal and the elementary.
But I understand that they've landed on their feet and are doing really well.
Well, I assume they will. We spent a lot of time grooming them for...
Well, not unlike Oskaloosa stealing all these guys from Sheraton.
Well,
we stole them right back. So there you go.
I agree. But I'm excited to see these guys, and I know they're going to do a fine job over here. So,
hand off up the middle for the Sheraton Chargers, and north and south, Stephen McCurdy takes it off. A first down from the about the 32, 35-yard line up to about the 39, 38. Going to bring up a second down and 7, 11 minutes left to play in the half. 14-0 is our score. Oskaloosa with the lead.
The one thing I thought was real interesting, Mark, is I had a chance to watch a little film in Sheraton, and I was thinking, oh, you know, we're going to come over here and we're going to see the same little thing that we've seen for many, many years, and yet you get back into that shotgun formation and spread the ball out, and you're using some...
Here's a pass from the King, from Christian Bankston to the little cannon, Ben Kinnanen. Picks up the first down, takes it to about the 47, almost 48-yard line, 53 yards to go for a score, and first down Sheraton.
Instead of the old I formation and a few counters here and there, you guys have opened things up. You're using Bankston's arm, using some of those athletic kids that you got to dish the ball around, and it's been pretty effective.
The handoff goes to McCurdy. He spins up the middle, takes it to midfield to see where the spot is, but I think it's going to be right on the 50. Just across midfield into Indian Territory, which used to be known as Oklahoma.
All in all, things are going well, though. We can't complain. Just a lot of things happening. One-on-one laptop programs. And just very, very busy, but we wouldn't expect anything else.
Back to pass now. Bankston looking downfield. He's looking for Blue, and he's going to be picked off, intercepted, and... The run back from the 20 or the 30 to 40. There's a flag on this play back, way back. We'll see what it is, but it's probably a hold against Sheraton. My guess is that will be declined.
I think number two, Nick Rutledge, got an interception, the second one of the night.
So it looks like it will go over to us. It's going to go over to Oskaloosa. You have a young lady from Sheraton. teaching in the elementary there, Amanda Knutson. That's not her married name.
No, her married name is actually Amanda Russell. I was surprised. I actually had a chance to, when I first was being hired there, ran into her, and I was like, holy cow, Amanda, what are you doing here? And found out that she was in the elementary working for us and has done a fantastic job.
Hand off goes to Andrew Landgrief, who takes it ahead for about a little more than a five-yard gain. It's going to bring up a second down and five. Ball is on the Sheraton 45. So, yeah, there's been a lot of traffic back and forth between the Oskaloosa schools and the Sheraton schools. And two fine schools that have a neat little rivalry going in football and in basketball, as far as I coach. But it's kind of neat to see the two communities working together so well. Handoff up the middle, and Oskaloosa picks up another 2 yards on that one. Including, I mean, here we are broadcasting a Sheraton football game on an Albia radio station owned by a guy who lives in Oskaloosa.
That is true. I mean,
so
that is true.
It kind of goes.
Small world, though.
It is.
Small world.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
No. Good point.
Oh, good man. Thank you, sir. So, they hand off to Landgrave again. He's got the first down and some. He's still on his feet. He's knocked out of bounds at about the 30-yard line, maybe about the 28-yard line. Thanks, man.
Well, Mark, I'm going to let you get back
good,
to work.
Good to see you. It's always good to
you
see
bet.
You. Know, you know, I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
You bet, man. I appreciate you having me over here, and good to see some good folks back here in Sheraton. So, Dwayne, you're back on live here, buddy.
Thanks, Russ.
You bet.
Russ Ryder, the superintendent of schools at Oskaloosa.
Husky breaks huddle. Van Dalen turns hands to Van Hughes and tries to go over the left-hand side. Nothing doing again. The sweeps that they were doing were actually gaining yards, but that left hand over tackle sure hasn't been producing much for Oskaloosa tonight. So that'll bring up second down and 82. No. I was liking that. Second down and 8. Ball on the 27. Clock moving here with 7:55 to play in the second. Second huddle break for Oskaloosa. Turn. Fakes the handoff, rolling to his right. Van Dalen tears downfield.
Almost.
In and out of the hands.
Quinn Storm
almost picked that one off. Incomplete pass. That was very nearly an interception. And just higher out of the hands of Quinn, and really... Quinn was the only one that was going to be able to come down with that. Did a really nice job on defense there. So,
hey, I got a score from Sheraton High School in Wyoming.
Oh, you do?
Yes, indeed. Sheraton is beating Cheyenne East, who's ranked number one in the state of Wyoming. I scored 28-7 in the second quarter.
Hey.
So one Sheraton's winning anyway.
Here's the snap. Van Dalen takes the handoff, turns, fires across.
Oh,
this one, Quinn Storm does get his hands on.
It was just a steal. Dally Grill.
Dally Grill pops it up in the air, and then Quinn Storm dives underneath it. So Sheraton ball goes over on the interception. Sheraton's going to take over with the ball on the 20-yard line. On the 20.
There we go. Finally,
ball on the 19-yard line, actually.
Sheraton gets a break finally. Snap goes back, and they give the ball across the middle to Stephen McCurdy, who takes it back to the line of scrimmage. Doesn't get anything more than that, and it's going to bring up a second down and 10. 14-0 is our score with 7 minutes, 21 seconds left to play in the first half. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
And along with Lucas Johnson. Thanks for Russ Ryder for stopping up as well. Jim Frank back in the studio in Albia. And Sheraton breaks huddle. Tyler Nance is going to center up the ball. He's got Trevin Nance on his left and Evan Harris back to pass now. Christian Banks hits him right on the numbers to T.J. Hawkinson. Makes the catch out of bounds right on the 45-yard line. That's going to be a 26-yard gain on that pass, first down of Sheraton Chargers. Chargers trailing, though, in this first half, 14-0. But on the move, they've got 55 yards to go to put it in the end zone. Alec Reynolds and Chase Althoffman on the right side. They hand off the ball to Stephen McCurdy. He's crossed midfield across the 45 to about the 44. He's down. First down, Sheraton Chargers.
Great play. Really nice 11-yard gain. Some fancy footwork. Once he broke through the line, there was nobody within 2 or 3 yards. And then the defender approached him in a little quick jab move and just moved the pile that formed around him across the 45.
FedEx. Ben Moret brings in the play. Now the snap back to Christian. He finds the man, Jason Blue. Open, makes the reception, knocked out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. To bring up a second down and about 4, I'd say.
That's only Chase's second catch this year, but that was very nice. Just released off of the right, little drag across the middle of the field. Christian's really throwing the ball nicely tonight. These last two passes, really pretty pass for 26 yards to TJ.
Can you hear me nodding my head? Twins right, now the man in motion. Then they give it to Jason Blue on that counter play, and he was the man in motion. The old counter play that used to go to Token Hall and used to go to Michael Layhart takes it across the 40 to 30 down to the 25-yard line. First and 10, Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton trailing 14-0 with 6:11, but Sheraton is on the move, 25 yards to go for a score.
Blue and Moret all out to the right there.
You hand it off to McCurdy. He makes the 45-degree angle off the right side, and I don't think he got anything on that one. It's going to bring up a second down, 10.
Now, if he could have made the corner, he had plenty of room in front of him because Blue and Moret were downfield blocking as receivers on that corner and did a nice job holding their blocks downfield, but McCurdy could not get past the defensive end that wrapped him up. So second down and 10. Ball on the 25. Clock moving here with 5:33 to play in the second quarter. Twins left, one right. Pistol snap. Bingston fires across the middle, in and out of the hands of Chase and Blue. That would have been about a 7 or an 8 yard gain there, but just a rifle on that pass. Yeah, in and out of his hands.
Third down and 10 now for the Sheraton Chargers. Ben Moret brings the play in from the sideline at the half. It is Murray over Wayne, 19-16. That's a honey of a game played over at Murray tonight. We've got whistles and timeout.
We've got a timeout, so we'll take a timeout. You are listening to Dwayne Johnson and
Mark Felderman
on KIIC, all the scores.
One station.
That's you. We are back in Sheraton, Iowa, Reynolds Field, home of the Sheraton Chargers, with a halftime score, Oskaloosa 21, Sheraton 7.
It is homecoming 2003, and we have a really gigantic crowd here on hand as Sheraton trails at halftime to Oskaloosa by a score of 21-7. This is the third time that Sheraton has played Oskaloosa for homecoming, and we're still looking for that first W on that thing. I had an odd, really delightful thing happen to me at halftime. I turned, and this gentleman was here wearing the Oskaloosa everything, and I thought he was going to yell at me about something, because about me yelling, who knows. But anyway, it was Tim Scott, not our Tim Scott, from Sheraton, but Tim Scott was my student teacher. I mean, I was the operating teacher. He student taught with me when I taught in Emmitsburg at Emmitsburg High School 18, 20 years ago.
I saw this guy sitting there like, gee, I wonder what he was.
He looked mean, didn't he? He looked like he was bad. And I turned and I waved at him and I went right back to it. And of course, I did. Do you know who I am?
No.
Idea who you are. I haven't seen him for 20 years, you know. So, a great, great guy, was a good student teacher. And now he took Andy Foose's job at Oskaloosa, the assistant principal at Oskaloosa High School, when Andy came back home to Sheraton to be the middle school teacher, or
principal, rather.
So Andy was here.
Andy was here.
And his kids. Yeah, we called his kids games. You had his kids in school and followed Andy for a long time. And
yeah.
Then,
yep. And Andy's back. And his son Avery was one of the inductees into the Sheraton High School Hall of Fame, along with Madeline Yoakum and Leon Drake. And anyway, I'm looking down at Avery right now. Avery, of course, had a great career at football career at Drake University in Des Moines. He was a captain on the football team and is now a student at Des Moines University. Studying to
be a doctor,
an OD, doctor of osteopathy, right? So, okay, there you go. You Drake guys, you
have D.O.
D.O. Oh, yeah, it's O.D. D.O. Yeah, D.O. But
D.O.
So somebody's sending me all kinds of
getting texts and getting halftime trips together.
Speaking of texts, if you're listening to this on the radio, or not on the radio, but on the internet, then. Why don't you send me a text? It's 641-203-5264. If you're listening to this on Saturday morning at 7, don't bother. I'm not going to. Okay, but send me a text. Oh, there's one right there. And that is from my wife.
Oh.
And she says, come home right after the game.
Right after, my wife's listening. I'll be home right after the meeting.
Keep your stick on the ice.
Stick on the ice. I didn't think there's anybody in Sheraton listening because they're all here at the game. The only people that are listening have got to be, the storms in California, and they may be here. I don't know. I thought about going over to the Oskaloosa side and taking a panoramic picture because it is as full, maybe as full as I've ever seen it.
Oh, it's a huge.
There's a huge line in the bathroom. We could wait 10 minutes to go to the bathroom. That never happened, is it?
And I'll. When I get someplace where I'm going to post a picture from the Oskaloosa side of the
oh, you field. Did have it. Oh, you did take pictures from the Oskaloosa. It's huge.
I mean, yeah, so it's
a really nice crowd. So we are ready to go. Oskaloosa is going to kick off. McCurdy back to receive. Three steps and boom, end over end, high kick. McCurdy under it at the 10, back to the 15, to the 20, breaks a seat to the 25, wrapped up at the 27-yard line. Nice. Return, 22-yard return by Stephen McCurdy.
And what we just witnessed there was something that maybe you didn't notice it, but first and 10 ball on the 29th, but that lift put on Stephen was a pure helmet-to-helmet.
Oh, really?
It wasn't front-to-front, it was side-to-side, but it was boom.
I did not see that. That would be a letter from the league if it was Sunday.
Okay, Twins right, they give it to McCurdy, who is going to be dropped for a loss, a pretty good loss. As Steven, when Steven gets wrapped up, he still keeps running, and sometimes they spin him around. Oh, no, they give him the forward motion all the way up
to the 29-yard line.
Yeah,
they give him back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, second down now, second down and 10, ball on the 29. Sheraton trailing 21-7 as we're just getting the second.
Pass screen to Hawkinson. Good for 4. Nice downfield blocking by the two receivers out in front of TJ.
Yeah, that's Derek Lang and Ben Moret. They did a nice job. You're right. That was very good.
Yep. And nice little flare pass out there on the side from Christian and TJ just takes it up for 3 yards. So. 3rd and 7, ball on the 32-yard line, clock moving here in the third quarter with 10:45 to play. Pistol set, one left, one right, turn, handoff, fakes the handoff to McCurdy, now rolls to his right, completed at the 39-yard line, really close to a Hunter Storm, really nice catch. That's going to be 4th and less than, very close. We'll see where they put the ball down at. They didn't spot it where the tackle was. They moved the chains. That's a first down. First down about the length of the football. They moved the chains. 1st and 10, ball on the 39-yard line for the Chargers. So they break huddle. Hawkinson splits out to the right. One receiver left, two in the backfield along with Christian Bingston. Now in motion is Jason Blue. Gives a handoff to McCurdy.
wrapped up for a one-yard loss. Tried to go left tackle over that one, but no gain. Lost a yard for McCurdy.
I got a text. Andy Kretzinger, who's one of my favorite alumni, is listening in Bonaparte, Iowa. Spread the word. I'm willing to work anywhere for $30 an hour. A recent graduate, I believe, of Hannibal LaGrange.
Kretzinger, you see the boob with it.
P.S. Yumbo!
Here's the snap. Gleason rolls to his right, fires downfield. That's a completed pass. Good for 4 yards. And Derek Lang with the catch there. That'll bring up third down and a long 6 yards. Board says third and 7, ball on the 43.
Andy, am I right? Is it Hannibal LaGrange? I'm trying to remember. Okay, we got from Sheridan, Wyoming. Sheridan's still winning that one, 42 to 14 at the end of the third quarter.
It's a snap hand off to McCurdy, who stays on his feet, tries to bounce it outside around the right side, eventually run out of bounds, does get back to the line of scrimmage, going to bring up fourth down and 6. Ball on their own 43, so Storm the field. Charlie Palmer comes in to punt.
Murray is leading Wayne 33-16 at the end of the third period. And don't we have a score that Davis County is over Albee at this point?
Whoa.
I don't know what the score is.
Ben Moret comes in late with a fake. They run the fake and tries to run around the right-hand side, but does not get it. So the ball is going to go over on down.
Quinn Storm.
I was really
safety valve there.
I was really kind of surprised. Ben Moret ran in from the sidelines really late, and so the ball's going to go over. Ball's going to go over on downs. I mean, it wasn't an illegal substitution. It was, but they almost went 10-on-11 on that play.
Yeah, Charlie Palmer jumped up like the ball has been hiked over his head and went running back like he was trying to get the ball.
So Van Dalen in under center, power eye behind him. Landgrave. They turn and fires downfield, overthrows. Oh shoot.
You looking for their boy? It was number 87, wasn't it? DeYoung.
It's DeYoung. It's the same DeYoung that's been catching passes like crazy. 87, intended for DeYoung. Thank you. That's some really good radio right there.
You get what you pay for.
So Oscar lose the brake pedal. Handoff to the first back through and tries to go over right tackle, cuts it back to the left all the way down to the 35-yard line of Sheridan. Going to bring up third and four.
Zach McElroy doing the big hit on that, had help from everybody, but Zach was their main man on that. And I was right about Andy being at Hannibal Grange. How about that? That's pretty quality brain work for somebody who couldn't remember a student teacher here.
Hand off to Landgrave, goes over right tackle this time, breaks a tackle, and crosses the 30 down to the 25-yard line. Picks up 9.5, maybe 10 yards on that carry. Good for an Indian first down.
For those of you who are not here, I will post on the Ben Franklin Facebook the picture from the Oskaloosa side of most of the crowd.
Felderman family Ben Franklin?
The Felderman family Ben Franklin.
Ding. Carry over the left-hand side. They are, Oskaloosa is just going power eye and slamming the ball now on first down, 4-yard gain. Brings up second and 6. Clock moving with 7:02 here to play in the third quarter.
But when you try to find it on Facebook, it's shirt.
See, that's power eye. Snap, hands, takes the handoff, now turns and fires downfield.
Again,
that's a very nice completion to 83 right-time rider Curtis
again.
And so Curtis with first and goal now, setting up
how much
first and goal on that.
They
were at the 25, and they're now at the 6, so a 19-yard pickup.
He had two receptions in the first half for 44 yards, including a touchdown. And then the other one that went right down to one. So, I mean, he's been really valuable to the Indians in this game.
Power eye, double tight end set, option, roll around the right hand, left hand side, and he got a flag with a hold. It's in for a touchdown. Landgrave had the carry, but that's a point of attack foul.
Yeah, unlike the block in the back where it made no difference on the play. Derek Lang being held in the corner over there was not being able to get to the outside to make the tackle. Consequently, the score may not have happened had the foul not happened. Right? You understand what I'm saying?
That's exactly right.
That's important.
That's the call you got to make. And, you know, if you're the person holding, you know, if you get away with it, then it's good for a touchdown.
Right. They do that funky
double snap clap and give to Whiffy over right tackle. And they get back some of what they needed. Ball was on the 14, moved all the way down to about that. Looks like it's on the 10, so a 4-yard pickup for Whiffy there.
You know, we were expecting a one-note song out of Oskaloosa, and that is not what they've delivered tonight. It's been a concert.
It really has. They've thrown the ball effectively. They've run the ball effectively with two or three different backs. I've been very impressed by Jesse Van Dalen tonight, and he turns and rolls around the right-hand side. Now a pitch to Landgrave, who cuts it back and in. That's a 10-yard run for Landgrave for a touchdown, and touchdown Indians. We are now at 5:26 here in the third quarter, and the PAT on its way.
Seven, 5:26 left to play in the third quarter. The PAT being attempted. There's the snap. There's the hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Makes it 28-7. The Felderman family, Ben Franklin, on the north side of the Sheraton Square, is ready for fall. The store is bursting at the seams with new products for fall. More arriving daily. Today we've got a whole bunch of new hats, fedoras, and so forth coming in. It was great. A lot of new stuff came in today. Sam has stocked the shelves with fall decor for your home, as well as gifts and accessories for the season. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and even Christmas items are on the shelves. Ben Franklin is your source for quality Melissa and Doug toys. Ben Franklin on the north side of the Sheridan Square, living life the good old-fashioned way. Keep it tuned to KELR. I can't believe I said that. KIIC.
All the stores.
Tell us what. 10 years ago.
Johnson Machine Works Steel Fabricators in Sheraton is a sponsor of Sheraton Sports. The Sheraton community and teams work like steel. For many senior adults, there comes a time in life when they're not able to live in their own homes and take care of themselves. Southern Iowa is fortunate to have a facility to take care for our loved ones. The Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Trained and committed, Sheraton Nursing and Rehab Center, located adjacent to the Lucas County Health Center.
Back on KIIC, and here's the kick. Taken by McCurdy, back across the 20, over to the 30, still on his feet at the 35, wrapped up by a host of Oskaloosa Indians.
That was a good 29-yard, 30 run back.
Very, very nice job by McCurdy.
You know, Steven has really done a great job this season. He has improved so much from last year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, last year he was a good JV runner. This year he is He's a quality varsity player.
Absolutely. So here's a snap, pitch, and going on the right side on a sweep by McCurdy. Cuts it back to his left. That's good for at least 8 yards across the... He's across the 40, to maybe the 47. No, 42.
you know, when I heard we were going to the pistol offense with one back in the backfield and that was going to be Steven, I thought, you're going to put all your eggs in one basket there. And it's been a good move.
He really has done a nice job. You bet.
Coach really did a good job. Kurt Smizer, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. Now back in the pistol, speaking of, Christian Bankston looks for Derek Lang and just passed just a little bit short on that.
Yep,
and
59-foot fastball.
Really, really the first pass that wasn't
on the money. TJ kind of lost his footing trying to come back for it.
Derek.
Oh, that was Derek Lang. Sorry. Yep, that was Derek Lang.
Delang me.
So, Hunter Hurricane Storm out to the left. There's the snap, and rolling to his left is Bankston, keeps it himself, now gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, but no loss on the play. What station are we on?
On KIIC, the Davis County is leading Albia 17-14 at the half.
Hey,
wow.
I would not have expected that.
And into the fourth quarter over at Murray, Murray leads Wayne 40-22.
So Chargers break a huddle, and Charlie Palmer is back to punt. Back to receive is Nate Rutledge.
No rush at all, and the ball
bounces out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So that's where Oskaloosa will take over. And
a nice job on the coverage by Evan Havoc. And Evan's been doing a good job out there on left tackle as well. The ball spotted now on the 36. So 64 yards to go for a score for the Indians of Oskaloosa, the maroon uniforms with white jerseys. Quarterback takes the snap, hands it to the second man through is Andy Landgrebe, and he doesn't get much. In fact, he's going to take about a 2-yard loss on that one.
The Chargers not giving up here in the third quarter, trailing 28-7, clock moving with 3:31 to play. But Oskaloosa went back to that student body left, trying to go over left tackle again, and they didn't have any success with it in the first quarter, and they didn't on that play. Second down and 11. They break their second huddle and come to the line. Van Dalen in under center on a power eye. Handoff to the first back through, I believe, is number 47, Van Veldhuizen, on the carry.
Pavel Berbazov on the tackle, and as well as assist by Connor Gugrich. So nice job by the defense.
Van Veldhuizen.
Both of them, the tight ends.
So they're going to split two left, one right, single back behind, and throw to the left-hand side. It's a completed pass to Landgrave from Van Dalen, but tripped up
Zach McElroy.
Way to go, Zach McElroy, with the tackle, and that's going to force a punt on 4th and 9.
Zach McElroy had one chance. He was going to go for a big game back there, and Zach went past him, but got that left arm out there, wrapped up the ankle, and took him down. And I mean, Zach's got good strength because that was a tough one.
So Rutledge back to punt.
A really odd formation. Twins right and twins left.
And there is the punt. It's a low liner. It's going to bounce and take an Oskaloosa hop past the 25 down to about the 20-yard line, I think, is where they're going to spot it, Mark.
Boy, that came close to hitting the Charger over on the far side. I didn't see what number it was, but it was a low kick, and he was going back to block, and it just missed his helmet. That could have been a bad thing. 1:49 left to play here in the third quarter. 28-7 is our score. Sheraton trailing in homecoming 2013. Man in motion from right to left. They give it to him. That's Lang, and he cuts upfield, did that counter play. A little bit different than the traditional one that we've seen in other years because we're not running out of the eye. But he picks up about 3 yards, 4 yards on that one maybe. Second down and six. Ball marked on the 24.
That was different. That was, yeah.
Wasn't Derek?
No, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was Derek Lang.
Okay, from the pistol. Now one man in the backfield, wide right, wide left, back to pass. Here's Bankston. He's looking downfield. He's looking for Lang, overthrows him, and really threw it away because there was no. He was being double-teamed over on that far side, and Christian had nowhere to go on it. Hurricane Storm brings the ball in from the sideline.
And good coverage on Lang there, and smart play by Christian. Just throw the ball away, you know, come back, take third down and six rather than take the snap or throw the interception. So good heady play there.
Back to pass again. Here we go, third and six. And Bankston's going to be sacked. As the blitz was on, nice job by number, can't see it, 63. Not that you're going to help me with that.
Oh.
He's not on the list anyway. So, brings up a fourth down and nine. Charlie Palmer in the punt.
Joe Versteeg credited with the sack. Day late and a dollar short.
That's all right. Here's the long snap. Here's the kick. There's a big rush on, and he's rough. There's a flag, and it's taken at the 25 by Langry. He picks up 15, but it's not going to matter. It's coming back. We're going to have a roughing the kicker, roughing the punter.
5 yards.
Running into him rather than a roughing, although he went down 40 yards, But so they'll get to kick again. It'll be a 5-yard penalty and kick it again. And they say, and Coach Meiser says, yes, kick it again. Let's move it up 5 and kick it. Boy, they were close to having that one, though. And that's when you get the roughing, is when you're really close.
Yep. But they didn't get it, so.
So. No, they didn't move it up. Oh, now he's moving. Okay.
So, Palmer back again to punt. And Rutledge on his 45 backs up to the 40, 37, takes two more steps forward. And even McCurdy everywhere.
After he caught the ball, at the 35, he lost 4 yards on that, and McCurdy with just a great job of getting down the field.
That's about a 30-yard net gain from the result of the play
right, of
the first punt, and a net gain of 30 yards for the Chargers. And a really great punt by Charlie Palmer. How far was it, Mark?
Long.
It was long.
It was more than a longitudinal second.
More than four. Way more than four. Jesse Van Dalen in under center. Turns a hand to to Landgrave, tries to go over the left-hand side, still on his feet, tries to cut it back across the 30 up to the 33.
That was about a 60-yard punt.
And that is going to be the last play here of the third quarter. That's where we stand. The Sheraton Chargers trailing 28-7. You're listening to Dwayne Johnson and
Mark Felderman.
And KIIC, all the scores.
One thing.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Hanson's Iowa Realty is a name you should associate with success. Not just their success, but count listing your real estate with Hanson's as your success. List your acreage, residential, commercial, and recreational property with Hansen's for the success you expect. To list your property, call Hansen's Iowa Realty in Sheraton, 641-774-5822.
Back at Reynolds Field as Oskaloosa breaks the huddle, takes the snap, and the pitch goes to the wide man is Landgrebe, and he's got a little room to run, takes it close to a first down. He's going to be short. It's going to be about third down and one as they take it to the far side. So far into this game, after three quarters, Oskaloosa has 14 first downs. Sheraton has 10. Passing yards. No, that's not right. Passes, five each. Okay, Dwayne, going to take it from here.
The Indians break huddle. Clap their hands and break their second huddle. Double tight end set, power eye. Hand off around the right-hand side is Nick Rutledge with the, as the ball carrier.
Here's it.
The 40 and going to be very close to a first down. Yep, they do move the chains. Ball spot on the 44.
Here's a surprise. Danville's trailing Lisbon 46-0 at the half. Danville, a lot of really good athletes in that small school. Martinsdale St. Mary's trailing Madrid 54-29.
Twins left, one right. Van Dalen takes a seven-step drop and turns in and out of the hands of Nick Rutledge. Rutledge was covered by Derek Lang and Zach McElroy was way out there as well, but incomplete pass. Second down and 10 from the 44.
I don't know what I did there.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Don't drag from too far down. That's iOS 7. That's what you got.
Welcome to the new iPhone.
And, ding. Oskaloosa breaks their second snap. Double tight end set. Power eye. Turn. Hand off to the third back this time. That's Landgrebe, and he is off to the races. The only reason he didn't score,
Brad Kretzinger
grabbed a hold of his jersey and just hung on until the rest of the Chargers could catch up.
Because he was, you were talking about earlier about him finding another gear. He was hitting that other gear. And if it wouldn't have been for that,
it would have been. But instead, it's first and 10, ball on the Sheraton 36.
Adair Casey's leading Mormon Trail 79-14.
I bet that's Ryan Clark. Hand off to the first back through, wrapped up at the line. A little bit of push across the 35, so it's going to be a 2-yard pickup for Whiffy on the carry there. So Indians bring the play in from the sideline. Actually, Van Dalen brings it back in himself, so they break their huddle. And Chargers are ready to go, break their second huddle. Again, double tight end set, power eye, turn handoff to the first back through, and a big, huge pile of dust all the way down to the 30-yard line.
Tyler Nance got his hand on him, slowed him down, and allowed Jacob Cohen to wrap him up along with the whole interior line. Atama is trailing Indianola by a score of 27-0 in the third quarter.
So that was a 3-yard pickup. Brings up third down and 4. Ball on the 30. Power eye, double tight end. Turn, and they're going option. Pitch to Landgrebe.
There's tries another hole.
Rake it around the right-hand side. Now cuts it back to his own right. There's a flag on the play. Huge loss. Finally wrapped up.
I'm sure that it's going to be a hold, and they're going to keep declining, I'll bet.
Yeah, because the result of the play ended up back on the 45-yard line. They declined it. That's a 15-yard loss. It was a hold. It is declined. Fourth down and a ton from the 45. So loss of 15. Great coverage. That option play, the Chargers saw it, read it all from the beginning, and really did a good job on contain and wrapping up Landgrebe there.
You know, the Ankeny Hawks have split into two teams this season. And as a result, the Rams of Southeast Polk over top of the Ankeny Hawks at the half, 28-3.
Yeah, I think of the two schools, Centennial, Ankeny Centennial ended up with a better squad, at least in the first year. Here's Nick Rutledge's punt. It's going to bounce at the 20 and roll. McCurdy having nothing to do with it. Rolls dead on the 10. Sheriff's going to take over the 10-yard line.
Nice punt. The, when I say they,
Oskaloosa,
of course, is what I'm trying to say there. But the, yeah, they've done a, they've had some good rolls. And, you know, part of that is, part of it's luck, but part of it is the way that you get the spin on the ball. And so it really does, you know, make a difference. Okay.
So speaking of good rolls, I'm going to the bakery in the morning.
There you go. That's your idea of a good roll?
That's my idea of a good roll. Here's a snap, still in the pistol. Bingston looking to his right, pump fake once, now flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his left, fires really pretty pass to Hyacinth. Oh, TJ only got one hand on it. I think he was probably out of bounds anyway.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a nicely thrown ball on the run.
It, you could tell he was already out of bounds because two steps later he was on the track. He was signing autographs with the cheerleaders from Oskaloosa over there, so it's, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 8:29 on the clock. What are you doing in about 30 minutes? No.
Are you interested in coming to a homecoming dance?
Inappropriate.
Yeah, totally. Totally inappropriate.
Chargers, Gray Cuddle. Twins left, Twins right. McCurdy in the backfield next to Christian Bingston. Storm goes in motion, takes the handoff. Nope, that's Ben Moret. Around the right-hand side.
All right. Big Bad Ben was one of the members of the homecoming court.
Up to the 17-yard line. That's a really nice game. Brings up third and short. 9 yards on the counter, well, I guess end-around. It's more of an end-around by Ben Moret. So 9-yard gain brings up third and one. Ball on the 17. Hurricane Storm split left, Moret right. Hawkinson in the slot. Turn and hand to McCurdy, who breaks free, just pops out of the middle of the line.
Wow.
First down. I thought he was so down.
I thought he was way down and nowhere near.
So apparently did Oskaloosa because they forgot to tackle him. Ball's going to be up to the 28, so almost a 10-yard gain there by Stephen McCurdy. Moves those chains. First and 10, ball on the 28, 8:17 to play.
Dwayne, here's a surprise. Dallas center Grimes, 21. Grinnell ranked fourth, 14.
How much time?
Third quarter.
Ooh.
Centerville trailing Williamsburg, 34-14. Not quite as much of a surprise there. Knoxville trailing Pella, 23-0.
One receiver wide left. McCurdy in the backfield. Twins to the right. Still in that pistol set. Turn and hand to McCurdy, who goes over the right-hand side on a sweep.
Look at him go.
Hit from behind, but not before he gets about 7. McCurdy just eating up yards by the chunks now. That's going to bring up second down and 1. It sounds like a good opportunity to put the ball in TJ's hands deep.
That does sound like a good idea to me, too. Yes, indeed.
Moret split left. Bingston takes 2 more steps. There's a flag play, and Bingston just crushed.
He just got killed. Number 41. Number 41 is Jimmy Brown. Downtown Jimmy Brown.
Wow.
Put him down.
Oh, he buried Chris.
But what do we have?
So now we have a flag on the play. Illegal procedure.
It's going to be declined.
Boy, it's too bad they didn't, if there was a legal procedure, blow that play dead.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That would have been really helpful.
Yes.
Because then it would have been second down and 6 rather than third down and 9.
South Tama and Newton are in a barn burner. It is Newton 14, South Tama 13.
So Charlie Palmer brings the play in from the sideline, and he goes and splits out wide left. So we got Twins left, 1 right. McCurdy picks up a block, turn, and incomplete pass. In and out of T.J. Hockenson's hands. And that may be the T.J. just not able to hang on to that. So that'll bring up fourth down and nine. Mark, you got it.
We've got a couple of scores. The final in from Amy Sinclair, 47-22 Murray over Wayne. And I got a Smart Aleck text that says, let me come back to it here, a really Smart Aleck text that says, Iowa 27, Iowa State 21. Back in the punt is taken by Landreed at the 30, the 40, the 50, the 40. He's still on his feet down at the 30, at the 27-yard line. That's a 10, 20, 30, 42-yard return by Andrew Landreed.
And McCurdy had him. McCurdy had hands on him and just could not hang on. All back at where he caught the punt. And McCurdy comes off just frustrated with himself.
Ben Kinnunen also not real happy with what happened out there. The Hunter Storm did a nice job of making the play, though, and saving the touchdown. 6:44 left to play here in this ballgame. 28-7, Oskaloosa with the lead.
Van Dalen under center, power eye, give to the third back. That's Landgrave. Breaks another tackle. Now he's loose in the backfield.
He's got
back to the left. Gone for 28 yards.
Wow.
One play, 7 seconds,
and
28 yards.
And you were talking earlier about that extra gear, and all of a sudden he just evaporates. I mean, it's incredible the move that he put on there as he went from almost the out of bounds on the far side, cuts it back in, and actually scores on this side of the goalpost. So it's 34-7 now. They line up with the swinging gate, come over, set it up. Here's the snap, here's the set, the kick is up, and it's good. And our score with 6:35 left to play is Oskaloosa 35, Sheraton 7. I'm Mark Felderman, along with Dwayne Johnson and Lucas Johnson. Jim Frank back at the studio. We'll be back with more. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
See what a smile. This week's specials at your Sheraton Hy-Vee include canned beans or corn, just 38 cents for 14 and a half ounces. There's a limit of 12. Tide laundry detergent is $9.97 for 100 ounces. Hamburger helper is just 88 cents.
This is Mark Felderman along with Dwayne Johnson. The Oskaloosa will kick off to the Sheraton Chargers with 6 minutes and 35 seconds left in this homecoming game. And, Dwayne, I'm afraid Oskaloosa is going to ruin the homecoming for Sheraton for the third time. What do you think? Think you're going to...
Well, it's looking that way, but Stephen McCurdy is back to receive and has really done a nice job on returns tonight. I bet he's got 200 yards worth of return.
High end over end, McCurdy's going to take it at the 10. He's at the 15, comes to the right side, does a great job of staying on his feet. He's at the 25, the 30, the 35, and he's going to, we'll see where the mark is, but it's going to be real close. It is about the 36-yard line. So he picked out 26 yards on that return, and Stephen McCurdy has played lights out. Yeah, I would be hard-pressed on a Charger of the game because I am really impressed with Christian, especially in the first half. But, and Stephen, through this whole game, has played very, very, very well. Now, handoff goes to McCurdy across the right side, and he's going to take it forward to almost the 40-yard line. He's going to pick up 3, depending on where they spot it. Yep, to the 39, so it brings up a second down and 7. The clock running, 6 minutes and 12 seconds now on the clock.
This is
a big crowd. I mean,
did they bring you third-quarter stats? I would bet he's at least 200 all-purpose yards between his running in his return.
I think this is it right here, I think. You can turn the light on. Lucas, you want to turn this light on back here for us? And now, full backfield from the pistol. There's flag on the play, and Christian gets a drop to the 30, and we'll see what the what it is. I think they're going to say that there weren't enough men on the line for the Chargers.
Yeah, 55 and 82 and 26, plus several more carries in the fourth quarter. He's getting close to 200 all-purpose yards.
Wow. Here we are. Brings up a second down of 14 as the penalty is declined with 5.5 minutes left to play. We are in the fourth quarter. Oskaloosa 35, Sheraton 7. You probably know this, but you're listening to KIIC Radio. Mark Feldman, Dwayne Johnson, Jim Frank back in the studios. Man in motion is Hawkinson from the right to the left. Back to pass. He's looking for Hawkinson, and he's got him deep. Because he makes the catch. They're saying no catch. How is that?
What a great catch.
I thought it was a great catch.
What a nice job.
Folks, he laid himself out. He was horizontal completely. Got his hands on it, rolled down on it, and it looked like a catch to me. That said, it was on the far side of the field, as far away from us as we could get, and there were two officials right on top of it. They both called
it. Well, the one that was behind him was right on top of it. The back judge was 35 or 40 yards away, but even so, both of them closer than we were. So Palmer in the punt. High, end over end, and
fumble, and it's going to be just like a lunch.
Stephen McCurdy recovers the ball.
Oh, we got a flag.
And then we've got extracurricular activity at the 25-yard line.
Makes the great hit, receiver, and falls on it, but then gets up and gives a shove, and I think we're going to have an unsportsmanlike against Sheraton. Maybe it was the Sacramento, maybe not. We'll see. And it's going to be Sheraton's ball. The ball will either be, the ball is spotted at this
moment. It's going to be Sheraton's ball. The question is just going to be where they're going to spot
26.
It. There's unsporting on Sheraton.
Yep. So it's
going to be a first down.
So the ball's going to be set on the 41-yard line, I believe. Final score from Wyoming. We've got the Sheraton Broncos with a 42-21 win over the number one ranked East Cheyenne.
Dowling beats Urbandale.
Dowling beats Urbandale?
Yep. That was number two versus number five, I think.
Who was number two?
Dowling was. Is. Still is.
So they should have won. So it's not a big deal.
Well, it was at Urbandale, though.
Oh, yeah. The Jayhawks. Don't even go there. I'm not even going to do that. Just forget it.
Sheraton ball on the 41-yard line. Snap to Bingston. Pitch to number 21.
Ooh. Dylan Sanders.
Dylan Sanders in the game now for Stephen McCurdy,
who is no doubt being copped to about.
And he actually, you are correct. He is. I have a game discussion.
Stevens had a great
game. Yeah, he's a coaching down 35-7 with the clock moving here at 4:32 in the fourth. Pistol offense, Twins right, Dinkson looking on a slant, and that's a completed pass across the middle. You catch a number there. Charlie Palmer with a nice reception there.
I tell you what, Charlie Palmer doesn't make a lot of catches, but he makes key catches. On Monday night's game as well against the Norwalk JV, had a really nice catch as well. Davis County, 20-14 over Albia in the third quarter. Got to be late in the third.
So single receiver left, Twins right, takes the handoff, throws it back in himself. He's going to go in. Bingston in for the touchdown.
Touchdown Sheraton. Touchdown Bingston. Yumbo! Yes. Sheraton on the board again. 13-35 now with 4 minutes and 3 seconds left, and they will attempt the extra point.
17-yard run by Christian Binkston. A little read option and, you know, put the ball in the gut, pulled it back out, took it himself, broke two tackles, and in he goes.
Nice job, Christian. And good job of blocking by the line. And a good fake, a really good fake. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's good. So we will be back with more after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, All the Scores, one station.
Welcome to our restaurant. What would you like?
The only thing on your menu is ham sandwiches?
Yes, that's our only choice.
Would you choose a restaurant with no choices? No way. And you don't want a bank with no choices. That's why you'll love Midwest One Bank. We let you bank the way you want, with all kinds of services. Fixed rate mortgages, adjustable rate mortgages, and multiple programs for first time homebuyers. Bank the way you want at Midwest One, where you're the one. Go to MidwestOne.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
I'll tell you.
We're here live at Reynolds Field. The score is Oskaloosa 35 and Sheraton 14, and we have 4 minutes and 3 seconds on
left to play.
Score.
Excellent job, Lucas Jump. And we will kick off here. Here's a kick, I believe that's Alex.
Out of bounds.
The ball scoots out of bounds. Paul Long. No, that's Dakota Stevenson with the kick. Goes, scoots out of bounds. And so it'll be first and 10 for Oskaloosa. They'll put the ball on the 35-yard line. 4:02 left to play here in this ball game, and we get a timeout in Sheraton, so we'll take a timeout. Keep it tuned right here, KIIC. All the scores.
One station.
Back after this.
Yeah.
Best in class sales, best in class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock at all times, we're sure we'll have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com and see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps, plus any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in establishing your credit while you drive the new or pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just our goal, it's our only goal. Come to Indianola for every American make and model. Indianola Auto Group.
4:02 left to play here in this one. 35-14 is our score. Oskaloosa over the Sheraton Chargers. At homecoming 2013. Got to remember what year it is. I've hit that point in my life where sometimes I slip back into the 1980s or something. So, okay, you're not going to say anything. That's quality drop in there, Monty. Getting ready to fight. Oh, wait, what's the hold up here?
Not the best color man in the business for nothing.
All right.
Oskaloosa breaks huddle. And Van Dalen in, still with the power eye. Nope, we've changed quarterbacks. That's 46 in a quarterback now. Turn and try to go over the left-hand side with the third back.
Connor Gugrich and Pavel Garbazov, the tight ends in on that one. I had a little help from Tyler Nance as well.
TJ Boyle on the carry, number 46.
Lights, camera, action. We got to put the lights on in here to be able to read the new players. They're on our scorecard.
TJ Boyle is the new quarterback. So three receivers behind him. Turn, give to the third back through. That's number 28, Jared Pace. Pace carries over the right tackle. And they get back what they lost on the last play. And maybe then just a little bit more. Brings up third down and nine and a half.
We have listeners from all over the place though tonight, not only Bonaparte, Iowa, but we've got people getting texts from Louisiana, Texas, hey. California.
Hey,
pretty fun.
We got a lot of listeners.
We do.
Power eye, double tight end set. Almost falls down, turns around, and gives again the pace on the carry. That's going to bring up fourth down. Did not get enough. Got
Stevenson,
a couple.
And Cohen and Tyler Nance in on that one.
Stephen McCurdy comes back in to return the punt.
2 minutes, 17 seconds left to play in this one.
Nick Rutledge goes back to punt again. Nick's done a nice job tonight punting for the Indians. Had a couple that stopped inside the 20, and they've had some nice downfield coverage, but Stephen has tried to negate that a lot with his returns. And gets the punt away, high end over end, going to go out of bounds. Just as I was saying, what a nice job Rutledge has done. That one goes out of bounds just over the 50-yard line.
Not even to the 50.
They're still walking it up. Where are they going to spot?
It's probably at about the 48, so.
So a net 6-yard punt. I should have been talking him up earlier, apparently. So the Chargers are going to take over with the ball in Oskaloosa territory on the 47.
Got a chance to put another one in here. This is by far the best starting spot for the Chargers this evening. Thanks to the quarterback. You know, we've been calling this the pistol, but they've backed up a little more. Here's the pass over the middle of Hawkinson, and he's off to the races again. He's going to be brought down at about the 15, 14-yard line, maybe. And great pass over the middle of that slant route from the left side. Hit him right on the numbers again. Throw him off to the races.
They are dangerous from 50 yards out.
They're actually, and I don't mean this snidely, in this offense, they are more dangerous outside the red zone than they are inside
the red
zone. Yeah,
they are. The pockets open up better for them 30 yards downfield.
So from the pistol, now he's looking for Hawkinson. Just on the right side of the end zone. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson. Touchdown, Sheraton. Yumbo!
Two plays, 47 yards. Touchdown, Chargers.
And all of a sudden, Sheraton's only down by 15 points. And we are seeing a new kicker. And it's number 22. Kick is up, and it's good.
Brayden Miller? No, that's Oskaloosa's side. Number 22 is not on your scorecard.
And he's wearing a freshman uniform.
So
he's wearing a freshman uniform, but I'm not sure who it is. You go ahead and talk. I'm going to ask around here.
Our roving reporter, Mark Felderman. And so the Chargers are, we're going to take a quick time out here. Send it back to the studio. You're listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Here's a new listing from Red Haw Realty.
Red Haw Listing 1525 is a 120-acre turnkey operation fish farm. The current owners will mentor the new buyers. The residence has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, with a new roof, furnace, and air conditioning in 2003. There are 40 acres more or less of cropland and 14 ponds, plus another 80 acres of timber with deer, turkey, raspberries, and mushrooms. This listing is located in Wayne County, Iowa. Call Red Haw Realty at 641-774-4242 or online at redhaw.com.
20-15 yard line. So another flag, another out of bounds kick for the Chargers. So Oskaloosa is going to start in good field position. They did have one onside kick that they recovered earlier in the game, Mark, but not able to capitalize on that one.
Edward Rodgen is our kicker now. He's been on the sideline, and he told me this week, hey, I'm going to play this week. And by golly, he is. He is not a freshman, by the way. But the freshman got new uniforms, and he got a new uniform. So it's, there you go. So that's Edward, better known for basketball than for football. And here's a handoff up the middle.
This is the boil to pace combination that we've been seeing here out of the second string from Oskaloosa.
We could have had a couple of flags there. Brad Krutzinger was blocked blatantly in the back there in the middle, and he turned around and he gave a shove right back to, because he got a pretty good shove right smack dab in the middle of his back, right between the 1 and the 0. So, under a minute to play, Sheraton down by 14, but they've made a nice job of coming back here in the fourth quarter, scoring twice, and handoff.
They throw the handoff, and he takes it himself around the far hand.
He's still going.
Outside. P.J. Boyle still on his feet across the 50, down to the 45, 42-yard line.
Got down. Derek Lang was the one who made the initial hit over there. I thought he was going to be down for a very minimal gain, and all of a sudden he broke it up. You were looking down, writing it down, what happened.
Yeah.
And he came out of that pile and just kept going.
And we've got a player down on the field, so we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to KIIC. I'm Dwayne Johnson.
I'm Mark Felderman.
We'll be back after this. All the scores, one station.
Stop into Barbed Wire and Lace for all your shopping needs for men, women, and children. Country and casual wear. Located on Court Avenue in Sheraton, open Monday through Saturday.
Hey, harvesting time? You can mow it, rake it, bale it, wrap it, move it, split it, and feed it. You can do it all with quality-built Vermeer hay equipment. And nobody knows more about it than the foliage specialist at Bowser Equipment in Albia. They have cutters, rakes and tedders, balers, silage bale wrappers, feeders, processors, movers, bale splitters, and bale handlers. It's the kind of selection you'd expect at a place that specializes, and that's exactly what they do. Call 641-932-7838 today. The people who specialize in hay.
Welcome back to Reynolds Field, 33.6 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, an injured Charger getting up and coming off, and I'm having a hard time reading the number on there. The second one's a 7.
67.
That's what I thought it was, too. Zach McElroy, it is. And I think he got holding his ribs a little bit. You never tell whether you're holding the ribs or holding the arm up against the wrist, so...
But he's moving pretty slow coming back off, but he is under his own power.
Joel Petty of the Lucas County Health Center on site here to help out, and he's a trainer and a physical therapist. And I can't say enough about the Lucas County Health Center, the hospital here in Sheraton, and what a fabulous job they do for all your health needs. But in addition to that, just to have them here at all the ball games is a really good deal. So the clock is running. I'm not sure if they're going to have to get another one off. I think,
Boyle breaks huddle, and they clap here again for the last time. Power eye, double tight end, and he just takes a knee.
And that's the ball game.
And there's your ball game. Yep.
And we are final score from Reynoldsfield and Sheraton. Oskaloosa 35, Sheraton 21 in a well-fought homecoming game here on this 20th of September, 2013. We'll be back with some final statistics right after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Ben Franklin in Sheraton is your headquarters for Charger apparel, T-shirts and caps, and now Charger letter jackets. Rock Creek letter jackets made right here in Iowa are top of the line. Your Charger will be sporting in style in his or her new Charger letter jacket exclusively at the Ben Franklin in Sheraton. And college fans, we've got you covered. Whether you're a Cyclone, Hawkeye, or a Bulldog, we've got it all for you at Ben Franklin, where a penny saved is a penny earned.
Welcome back to the postgame here on KIIC. I'm Dwayne Johnson.
I'm Lucas Johnson.
And we're going to do a little bit of scoring rundown here. First, the two scores by Oskaloosa in the third and the fourth quarter, a couple of land grab runs, a 10-yard run and a 28-yard run, put Oskaloosa up 35-7. And then Sheraton started to get back on the board. Christian Bingston broke loose with a 17-yard carry of his own. And T.J. Hawkinson caught Christian's pass for 14 yards there towards the end. That's where we ended up on homecoming here at Reynolds Field. Oskaloosa 35, Sheraton 21. And Mark's back with some stats.
Okay, we lost by 14 points, but I think Sheraton played very well tonight. I mean, I'm pretty pleased with this. We had Bankston completing 13 and 26 passes for 215 yards and a touchdown. First half, three picks. What? Two touchdowns?
Two touchdowns.
Okay, only got a more.
Should, well,
okay,
should have had.
Oh, shoot, yeah,
two touchdowns. Should have had another 86 yards and had one called back. So, they really, I mean, you look at the stats, it's really only a 7-point ball game.
Yeah. Yes, and Stephen McCurdy, with he gained 78 yards on 17 attempts, plus another 107 yards on his kickoff returns.
So 185.
185 yards. That's a pretty good evening.
He is going to be tired tomorrow.
Maybe a little sore. Let's see. And Landgrape had a total of 126 yards rushing, which is about, it's a little more than half of what he normally gets. And so, you know, overall, I was encouraged by the effort of the Chargers tonight. And it was a good homecoming game, a great crowd, fantastic festivities the whole day and the whole week. It's been an exciting week to be a Charger. And next week, are we in Winterset?
Next week we are.
I think we are in Winterset.
We are.
No, we're not, huh?
That says Sheraton at Sheraton. Well, that can't possibly be right.
That's right.
Oskaloosa, Norwalk at Keokuk. What year was this?
I don't know, but I think I'm pretty sure we're at Winterset.
Oh, that's Oskaloosa's deal.
Okay, there we go.
This is, we're at Winterset next week.
I was right all day long.
You were, yeah, of course you were. And that's like a home game for me.
It is. It's close. Of course, you didn't bother to show up at the other one. By the way, Albia jumped out ahead of Davis County here in the fourth quarter, 21-20. And I think I've got one more in. And congratulations to our sister school, Sheraton, Wyoming, with a win over number one ranked team. And next week is their homecoming. So there you go. So, but other than that, hey, I think we had a good homecoming, and hopefully the dance will go well tonight, and everything's going well. We had great guests in the booth. Token Hall stopped up before the game.
Russ Reynolds stopped up.
Russ Ryder as well.
Russ Ryder.
Reynolds Field.
Reynolds Field.
Ryder Field. Okay.
One of them guys.
Yeah, it's been a great night. And it's always good to spend time with you, Dwayne, and great to have Lucas in the... Hey, what grade are you in, Lucas?
He's a middle schooler.
Whoa, sixth grade. Great job as his debut on the radio. Jim Frank, as always, doing a great job back at the studio. And so we're gonna call it a night. We're going to look forward to next week. And until next week, we'll see you in church. Good night, everybody. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest! I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summers Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for 1 year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134.
Redhaw Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhaw Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We talk a lot about our delicious homemade candy, and it is something worth talking about.
But we want everyone to know we do carry a basic line of groceries.
And our deli meat counter is the highlight to many, as we have a large selection of meats and cheeses, which are cut fresh for you. Or you can call 774-2131 and we'll have it ready for you.
Plus, we carry Sheraton Valley beef, produced and processed by local producers.
So yes, we are proud of our homemade candy, and we do have some neat gift ideas. But don't forget,
we are still an old-fashioned grocery, just with some good additions. Check us out on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.